Researchers have identified an important new risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, the most common form of dementia. People are twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's if they have high levels of a particular molecule in their blood. That means this risk factor could prove as important as the role of a genetic trait discovered a few years ago, but unlike the gene, it may be possible to do something about this risk. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
20 years ago, a new word swept into the lexicon of health, cholesterol. Now another term may be creeping in, one that has the potential to become just as important. The word is homocysteine. It's an amino acid found in our bodies. Like cholesterol, it's essential in small doses. And like cholesterol, it may be a villain at high doses.
Homocysteine in recent years has become interesting because of its relationship to cardiovascular disease.
Philip Wolfe at the Boston University School of Medicine says people with high levels of homocysteine are at greater risk for heart attacks and strokes. Their blood vessels are more likely to be clogged. Wolfe and his colleagues wanted to find out if people with high levels of homocysteine were also more likely to develop dementias, such as Alzheimer's disease. So they looked at a group of people from the town of Framingham, Massachusetts, who've been part of a study to monitor their health for more than half a century. The researchers measured homocysteine levels in blood samples taken in the 1970s and then looked to see who went on to develop Alzheimer's.
And then if you compare those who have Alzheimer's disease or who are demented, it turns out they have substantially higher levels.
In fact, people with the highest levels of homocysteine in the blood were twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's disease, according to a study in the New England Journal of Medicine. The next question is, how could this natural compound increase the risk of dementias?
Oh, I wish I knew.
Jacob Selub at Tufts University says one theory is that homocysteine is clogging blood vessels in the brain just as it does in the heart. Bad circulation in the brain then might increase the risk of dementia.
Others think that homocysteine may have a more direct effect on the nerve neurological system.
It's also possible that homocysteine is an innocent bystander, simply a sign that something else is out of balance. Selub says, for example, people with certain vitamin deficiencies have higher levels of homocysteine, so maybe low vitamins are to blame. What's particularly intriguing, though, is that it's easy to reduce the levels of homocysteine in the blood. Simply make sure you get plenty of folic acid and B vitamins.
The question is whether if you take the precautions of lowering homocysteine, would that diminish the incidence of dementia?
Nobody knows if that could be the case, and it's not easy to find out. Alzheimer's can take more than a decade to develop, so it will take a long time to test possible prevention strategies. On the other hand, a diet complete with folic acid and B vitamins is a good idea anyway. And Monique Breteler at the Erasmus University in Holland says you may not need to do anything too dramatic to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's.
When we are talking about a disease with an onset in late age, we do not need to prevent everything. If we can postpone onset of disease long enough, let's say until the time that the person has died, we actually have prevented the disease.
Even in the best case, controlling homocysteine won't prevent all cases of Alzheimer's. Many people with normal levels of homocysteine develop dementia. But at least it's an intriguing clue about a mysterious disease. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.